This is August of 1973. Your interviewer is Mike Dalton of Fairbanks. I'm in Central Alaska, just visiting the home of Wilbur Jewell, hoping that Wilbur will talk with us and give us a little of his history, his family's history. With me is Mrs. Clara Rust of Fairbanks, a guest at the Fairbanks Pioneer Home. She enters into the conversation, asks many questions that draw Wilbur out. Sorry, I don't know the name of the man in the background who speaks up occasionally. It's a visitor who had stopped in to visit with Wilbur. I'm just going to test this to see if it's...
One of the Caterpillar tractors.
Oh, that's what it is.
Well, today is August 11th, right?
Yeah.
August Today's 11th? My youngest girl's birthday. We're 1926. Yeah. That's Beth. We're 1926.
And I turned this on, Wilbur. So I just want to get your... What's your full name?
Wilbur Jewell.
No middle name?
Well...
You just soon not say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Alexander.
Oh, that's a good old name.
Yeah, that's Wilbur. What my mother or my dad wanted to call me, Alexander, and my mother wouldn't go for it.
And when were you born?
1902.
What day? What month?
March the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And were you born in Alaska or were you...
Seattle.
You were born in Seattle?
That's where I was born, Seattle. I was born in Seattle 1890.
Then we come to Alaska in 1905.
Mm-hmm. So when you came to Alaska in 1905, you were 3 years old. Mm-hmm. You were 3 years old when you came up. Did you come to Fairbanks when you came to Alaska? Did you have brothers at that time or sisters?
Just one brother.
Mm-hmm. And was that Walter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he older than you or?
Younger.
Younger. So then your parents came up here with just two little toddlers. Mm-hmm. You and Walter were little toddlers when you came up.
Yeah.
What was your father's name?
Say, what is his name?
What was your father's name?
Zenith Jewell.
Zenith?
Zenith, yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
I guess they just called him Zene.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
like
Zenith.
Z-E-N-I-T-H.
Zenith Jewell. Mm-hmm. And when he came to Fairbanks, what did your father do? Was he a gold miner or a teamster?
No, he had 40 head of mules when he came in.
40 head?
Mm-hmm. Freighting from Valdez. He was the first one of the first ones that ever freighted from Valdez to Fairbanks.
Did he come in 1905 too, or did he come up here earlier?
Before that. He was in Dawson in 96 and mm-hmm. bought some ground and... And he sold it for $60,000. Then he went back outside.
Mm-hmm. How long did he stay over in the Dawson area?
Stay where?
Over in Dawson. Did he?
Oh, I really don't know. That's for my time.
But he went in 96, so he was there.
96 or 98.
He was one of the early stakers then on Klondike, or where did he stake? On El Dorado or?
Gold Run, I think it was.
Gold Run? Mm-hmm. And he sold his property for $60,000. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of money in those days.
Oh, yes. Wow. He had lots of it, but he didn't hang on to it very long.
That's what happened to quite a few of those people over in the Dawson area. Then some of them.
Well, he sold all his mules in Fairbanks, and mm-hmm. then he went mining with old Roth. You remember Roth?
Oh yeah.
And mm-hmm. of course he's so crooked that he couldn't lay straight in bed.
That's Dorothy's father, you know.
So then when they went broke. And the old man had to pay all the bills, and that cleaned him up. Of course, Roth had the papers fixed that way, you know.
Being an attorney, he could.
Yeah.
He knew how to arrange the.
Oh yes, yes, he was very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he went into Valdez then. Do you recall what year it was he went into Valdez?
No, I don't. Must have been around 3 or 4, something like that.
And he freighted from Valdez up all Fairbanks. The way to Fairbanks, and did he just use the? He didn't take one team of mules all the way. He just used mules between roadhouses or between stations, and then get fresh mules and go on.
Well, I suppose there wasn't many roadhouses at that time.
Well, not in 1904, no, because the Valdez Trail, I guess, wasn't opened up till when? Well, not until the discovery in Fairbanks. But they were coming over, Clara, do you remember?
What's
were they
that?
Coming over the Valdez Trail in 1904 or 5?
Yes, they had the old telegraph line. It was Sioux, you see, and they followed the old telegraph line, some of them did.
When they first come, they just followed the rivers down. Mm-hmm.
I see.
And the telegraph line kind of followed along the rivers. They had tripods, you know.
Yeah.
And they followed them. That's what these stations I told you, these relay stations, we used to camp in when we'd go up on out our hunting trips and all. And that, you know, 3 or 4. And Billy Mitchell, you know, he was with that.
Yeah. Okay. There's an old signal corps station there at Circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, the station, the buildings is there,
the
yeah.
The building is there, yeah.
They made a school out of it for years, and then they...
Yeah. But that's part of this early Signal Corps installation.
Yes.
I know there's one over in Rampart where they use, the commissioner uses it for is the storage of records. And this commissioner, well, they used to hold commissioner's court. In fact, he told me Judge Wickersham used to hold court in there every once in a while when he'd come over. They'd have a murder case or a felony or something like that in that area. But anyway, get back to your father, what'd they call him? Zenith Jewel.
Well, just Zene,
I guess. They called him Zene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many years did he keep those the mules and stay in the freighting business?
Oh, I don't remember now. I was pretty small. I know it was around 1908 or 1909. Somewhere in there, 10, when he went mining.
Mm-hmm. And he went mining with, what was the Ross first name?
W.F., wasn't it?
W.F.
W.F. Ross. I forgot, I had to look that up.
1908 or 1909 that they went mining.
Ross enough, anyway. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he went broke mining.
Yes, oh yes.
That's what Dorothy said, that her father was always get a little money, and he put you in the mining, and they were always having a hard time making ends meet at home, you know, because they had enough money for
it. I don't know. He was just one of them guys. He made money, but he never hung on to it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you came to Fairbanks, then you were just 3 years old. Did you live in Valdez, or did you go straight up to Fairbanks?
Oh, we lived in Fairbanks. We went around by the river on the steamer Young.
So when you and your mother came up with your brother, then you went up to Skagway over the White Pass Railroad.
Yeah, I guess.
And then down river. Well, that's how most people came up, I guess. It wasn't...
About the only way to get in at that time.
Or unless you went to St. Michael and came up river.
No, we come down. Mm-hmm. Down from Dawson.
Do you remember where you lived when you first went to Fairbanks?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You know where Lizotte live now?
Lizotte. No? Do you know, Clara?
No, Lizotte. Where Lizotte lives now?
Well, that's Geraldine Lizotte. That's Walter's oldest daughter.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's First and...
Dawson, isn't it?
Yeah, First and Dawson Street.
In Fairbanks?
In Grail.
In Grail.
Over there. Yes, I didn't know that, no.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same house there that you lived in?
Huh?
It's the same house?
No, it's tore down now.
Mm-hmm. Did your father build that place that you moved into?
No.
It
was already there.
It was a log house, probably.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember the Dillies? He was a freighter. Remember Everett?
Yes.
And, they were great friends of ours, too. The Dillies, they lived over that way, too, in Grail.
Yeah.
And then there was the...
Ida, Walter's wife.
Oh?
Yeah, it was wife. lives right straight back of where Dilly's barn was.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, they had quite a big barn.
They got a garage just about where the barn sat.
Uh-huh. Then there's the old book builder there. Jessen, was it? What was the book builder's name?
Chris Jensen.
Yeah, that's right. He built beautiful boats and dog sleds. He built the best dog sleds around the country. And there wouldn't be a nail in it, you know. There were screws and, things like that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And beautiful dog sleds.
Mm-hmm. He lived just about 300 feet upstream from Walt McGuire's.
Uh-huh. Where you folks were, huh?
Did you go to school in Grail, or the only school, I guess, was over across the river?
I went to school in Fairbanks first.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started the school in Chattanooga, and we went out there.
When did you get out? About how old were you when you went to Chattanooga?
Well, when I went to Chattanooga first, I guess, it was around 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mother sent me in, and I stayed 1 year with the Carlsons.
Mm-hmm. The Carlsons, I assume.
Yeah, well, she was running the Palace Hotel then.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stayed another year with Hal Bailey and his wife. Mm-hmm. You remember them?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Had daughter Ethel?
No. Anna was her name.
I thought Ethel was the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Ethel was the daughter, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Bailey, and he was in partnership with the Lavery, Bailey and Lavery's Groceries. They were in partnership,
oh, yeah.
The Baileys and Lavery's, if you remember.
Well, you came in from Chattanooga. Was that so you could go to high school?
No, I was in the 8th grade in 1917.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have an 8th grade at Chattanooga?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but my mother married Courtney then, so
we
moved to Fairbanks.
Was that the year she married Courtney, 1918? She marry Courtney in 1918?
Yeah, I think it was 1918.
No, there was your mother and Mrs. Carlson and Mrs. Brewis were all the Rector sisters, all Rector girls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So your mother was a Wector then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see.
Minnie's the only one alive now of all the Wectors.
Who is? Oh, Minnie, yes, out the home.
Uh-huh. Well,
and she's a mental patient out there. She doesn't know anything. Poor thing. I just feel so sorry for her, but then she's happy. She doesn't know, you know, what's happening to her, but
mm-hmm.
It's pitiful. Huh?
Well, then your father married your mother. Had she been in Alaska before? Had he met her in Alaska?
Yeah, I guess he did.
He
I don't know.
Must have, because the Wectors came up here way, way early.
Yeah, 96, I think.
Yeah.
And to Dawson.
98, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Used to drive cattle over the highway.
They drove cattle from Chattanooga, from Circle mm-hmm. to Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Charlie Kramer the other day, and I was just talking with Charlie Kramer the other day, and he used to work for the Wectors, you know, quite a bit when he was a kid.
Oh, you mean Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And came over here and helped drive cattle over to Fairbanks several times. Told me a funny story. There was somebody was bringing some cattle in from Valdez, and they got to the Charlie and somebody else went down to the Tanana to meet him and kind of help herd him back into Fairbanks. And the cook with this group of herders was on. He got right in the middle of the Tanana River there, where they're swimming his horse across, and his horse just rolled over, and the guy rolled off.
Mm-hmm.
So he just grabbed a cow's tail, and the cow pulled him clear across the river.
Something.
Yeah, Charlie said it was pretty funny for him to sit there. You know, they were sitting on the bank or up there on the bank. Pretty funny to them, but it wasn't very funny to the guy out in the middle of the river.
No, no doubt. Now, every time I go to town, I always go to see Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's in the Pioneer Home now. He's
real Charlie
happy. Is? He's in the Pioneer Home now. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Real happy there. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. He's been there about 2 months now. So you haven't been in very recently.
No. No, I was there in April was the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's in the home now.
He was having quite a bit of trouble with his feet, and then he had a rash on his hands.
Same
as
me. Mm-hmm. But since I went to Rebar now, I never have no more trouble.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Me.
What was the lack of circulation, or what was the trouble with his feet?
I don't know. This doctor that used to be here, he claimed that, of course, I got no circulation in my from my knees down. I smashed them here about 15 years ago in a pile of logs. So there's no circulation in them. That's what he blamed it on. And Rebar said it was the eczema. I had eczema, and that was what caused my legs to swell and get so sore and everything. I had the same as Charlie had. And we was both in the hospital at the same time one time, in the same room. So then,
those two boys really know how to get around, don't they?
What's that?
Those two boys on that tractor really know how to get around.
Oh, yeah.
Foster son.
Oh, I see.
I raised him.
Did you?
His grandmother was cooking for me.
Well, your mother was married to Courtney then in about 1918, and then you moved back into Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And
when did they take up the farm up on the Chena? When we used to stop there going up river.
Must have been 19. They must have got married in 1916, maybe, because or 17, because I could come over here to Eagle Creek with Bartlett in 1919, and they had the ranch then. Mm-hmm. And,
they had the ranch then.
Yeah.
Was that Bob Bartlett or Bob Bartlett's father?
Bob Bartlett's father.
Was that
Bob
Ed,
was with us too.
Ed Bartlett.
Yeah.
That was over on Eagle Creek. Where
yeah.
Was that on? Did they own the property then, or did the Berry Mining?
No, they leased it from Henry Weir and Cap Bowman.
Mm-hmm. Henry Weir.
He was the head of the telephone company, you know. He's the one that told you had the cabin up here on Long Creek, and when we went by up there, it looked like the cabin was still there.
Uh huh. And that was in, you said you came over here in 1919 with Bartlett to Eagle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first time you came into the Circle District? Was
no, I come in 1916 with Johnny Palm, but just for a trip. I used to take care of his horses in Chattanooga all the time, and so he told me he'd give me a trip over to Circle in the wintertime.
You come on the stage?
No, well, he had two horses. He carried mail.
I see. Was Johnny Palm?
Yeah.
P-A-L-M? Was it P-A-L-M?
Yeah.
Yes.
Johnny Palm.
And he was military for years, and he had a house up there. On well, it was kind of a little eating place there by the schoolhouse, cat a corner off of O'Main School on Cushman, 9th and Cushman there.
Yeah.
That was Palm's home at one time.
Yeah, I remember that.
He must have carried mail from about 1910, I guess, or 12, something like that.
We were over at Circle yesterday, and Mary Warren was showing us pictures of dog teams going over Eagle Summit. Have you seen those that she had blown up?
She had some pictures of you in there, too,
with
a group of people. Real good pictures.
That was my brother and Morris, the one with the dog teams.
Did he carry, was that mail that he was...
Yeah, they were carrying mail. That's the last years that they carried mail overland. Walter Roman brought it to Eagle Creek, and then Morris and Walter picked it up from there and brought it to Circle.
Morris O'Leary. Morris O'Leary. Now, Morris O'Leary is Bill O'Leary's brother.
Yes.
Yeah. I know Bill. He keeps telling me I'm his cousin. There were some Daltons over there in Chattanooga, I guess, and he claims that they're related to my husband's father somehow. And I think he's pulling my Irish. He's an Irishman, you know, and I'm an Irishman. I think he's just pulling my Irish leg. But he's always saying that we're family. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a family of Daltons there.
What was what was her name, first name?
Jack Dalton was his name.
Jack?
And I don't know what the Ms. Dalton, though I know, or Jack was the Irish.
And,
And the mother, I think she was Norwegian. She was related to Mrs. Paul Ringsted.
Mrs. Paul Ringsted.
Yeah, they used to run the store at Chattanooga.
No relation to Sylvia Ringsted. Yeah. No relation to Sylvia Ringsted. They came in later. They came in, they were in Anchorage, Sylvia and her husband. They came in Anchorage in about 25, and over Fairbanks, 26, because she bookkeeper.
Well, I think the Ringsteds was dead, both of them.
I don't remember that.
Maybe they had one child or two.
But it was a different Ringsted family than the Sylvia Ringsted.
Nothing.
Well, tell me about this Jack Dalton. How old was he over there? Remember him?
I don't know. He just died here a few years back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wondered if it could be my husband's father because he was married twice. My husband is a product of his second marriage. He had a son and a daughter. Jim, my husband, was born down in, he should have been born in Cordova, but there wasn't any nurse or doctor or anything there. And Cordova was 1913, and there was no hospital or anything there. So, but we're talking, it must have been a different
dog. Yeah, because Jack Dalton was only married once.
Yeah.
And
so it's a different family.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they'd be cousins or something like
that. Could be. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a brother in the country, too, at the same time he did. He was in the country. Mm-hmm. Well, he first came up in 82, so, and then he had a brother who was with him, but I think his name was Joe. Mm-hmm. And they traveled together and prospected together, so. Well, I think that'll shoot O'Leary's story that we're cousins. I don't know where he got that we were. But. Well, anyway, I'm going to see him at the Pioneer Convention. He's a delegate, so. Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't there this year.
Well, he's...
He went to Juneau with us last year.
Yeah, he was
with us. Yeah, he was at Juneau.
Not this last, because he's still in Seattle, ain't he?
No.
I mean in California?
Mm-hmm. No, he came back from California and came back... Mm-hmm. Someone said he came back via Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And then he went back to Fairbanks. And then... just the other day, he and Martin Sather took off and went to Dawson.
What?
Mm-hmm. He and Martin Sather, just a couple of days ago, went to Dawson.
Yeah?
Because this next week is the Discovery Day in Dawson, and it's the 75th anniversary of gold discovery. And well, of the not the discovery, but 75th anniversary of the Trail of 98, you know, the big stampede. And they're having lots of big doings over in Dawson. So... And you know Martin Sather, Jr., married to Pat Egan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Pat Egan and Pat Sather and Marge, what's her name now? Mm-hmm. Egan, mm-hmm. Marge Egan. And who else?
Margaret Sullivan.
Was it?
Margaret Sullivan's one of them, George Sullivan's wife, you know.
Is she with
them?
They went to Skagway and they walked up the trail and they're going to Dawson.
She didn't do that, no, because she just had a baby not too long ago.
Well, they're three of them.
She's one of those girls, even girls. I thought just trying to, you know, talk.
No, I was just telling Wilbur that Martin's wife, you know, Pat Sather and Marge Egan, and there's someone else. I thought it was Phyllis Church, but I don't think it's Phyllis because she was at the meeting Monday night. Anyway, they're walking up over the Chilkoot and then going downriver to Dawson. It's kind of a conducted tour, you know. They're having lots of things like that over in the Yukon this month, just to mark the 75th anniversary of the discovery over there. I'm going to drive over next week and take in some of it.
Yeah, well, that walking, I don't know about that.
I don't
know. My walking days are over too. I don't walk very much anymore.
Yeah, Clara's got arthritis in her knees, so she's not as spry as she used to be.
Tell me how we used to come out and walk all over Eagle Summit there, and then 12 Mile Summit, way on those rocks up there. We saw a bear up there one time. We went way up there, and the hills were just moving with caribou. We look over, and it just like the whole hill was moving, the caribou coming, you know. And but no more.
And then when I was over there with Bartlett in 1919, the hills everywhere was just lousy with caribou.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we saw it too.
Joe Gertz and a bunch of them killed 100 up there on the right back of the old 12-mile roadhouse.
Yeah.
And I snaked them all out with, we had two horses, and snaked them out, and they put them in a pile, and then the next winter, well, they brought their own horses up and hauled them to Chattanooga.
For food, yeah.
You knew Joe in Chattanooga then. You know, he came up on the same boat I came up on. He was a boy, Joe Gertz. He was early boyfriend of mine in 1908.
Oh.
And Jess came along and cut him out.
Oh.
He's kind of a, Jess beyond the creeks, and I have a date with Joe, you know, and Jess come to town. Why, then I'd turn Joe down cold and go with Jess, and then finally Joe got mad and gave up.
He never did get married.
No, he never did, no.
Mm-mm. Well, how about you, Wilbur? Have you ever been married?
No. Mm-mm.
You're one of those old Alaska bachelors, too,
yeah.
Huh? That's where my husband was headed for that, too, till I came along and snatched him off.
Did you boys help Courtney build that house up there on the ranch? That was such a lovely place. I just couldn't believe it. We went by there, and the house was gone, burnt down. That's a shame. Remember you boys, we went there and just went out back in the fields, cutting hay way out back in the house in the fields, and then your mother and I, we went blueberry picking. The boys went back to help cut hay way back of the cabin there. We used to be stopped there.
Well, you said you came over to the Circle District just on a trip one time, but then the
1916,
and then the first time you really came into the Circle District then to work or to live was in
27.
Yeah. But you came over to Eagle Creek.
1919.
Yeah. What did you do over? Did you work for Bartlett and his?
Yeah, I was driving team, scraping.
A placer operation.
Yeah. He was trying to mine with scraping in. Of course, it's been done in lots of places where the ground was rich enough.
Mm-hmm.
But
he didn't do very good, did he? Didn't he do good there?
What we scraped in with the teams, he made put in $200 in 10 hours.
Oh, really?
That's the old price of gold. Well, of course, that was big money them days.
Mm-hmm.
So then he decided to build a pipe or a ditch. And we built the ditch and then got some pipe from Barry. And he mined. Well, right, those buildings there down at the mouth of Eagle Creek now, where that Heine Karstein's outfit is, they're sitting right on our tail piles.
Well, is that right behind the Eagle Creek Lodge? Close to the one that's close to Eagle Creek Lodge?
No, it's farther up.
Oh. Well, there's a place pretty close to Eagle Creek Lodge. There's got a sign out there. It's gold panning, $2 a day. Do you know whose place that is?
Well, it used to be Heine Karstein's, but him and Peggy leased it out to some people from Oregon. I don't know who they are. I know them, but I can't remember names.
But where you were, though, was up Eagle Creek, further up.
Well, no, when we started mining with hydraulic, and was right there where
right
they...
Right there, where Karstein's place is now. Well, how many seasons did you work for Bartlett?
Just the one.
Just the one? And how about Bob Bartlett? Was he...
He was there that summer with us.
Yeah. Now, he was older. He was a little bit older than you, wasn't he?
No, younger.
Younger? Forget how old Bartlett was when he died. I've got that. We've got that book in the car. Why don't I?
I don't know. Let's see. I must have been a year, 2 years younger, older than him.
Yeah, but he was there that season working with you. I mean, he was working for his dad too, wasn't he?
Vida and I are about the same age. Oh, no, I guess she's younger, too.
Well, where'd you meet the Bartletts first time? Did you meet the Bartletts in Chattanooga or Fairbanks?
Who?
Where'd you his family.
Well, he was foreman for my father when they were building the streets in Seattle.
And, for goodness sake.
In about 80 or 90, in the early 90s. And that's then when this stampede come, or Dawson, well, then everybody come there.
It took off north.
But of course, I didn't know him then. I didn't know him until for, I must have been 12, 13 years old. My mother knew him.
Yeah. But there's Ed Bartlett, who's mentioned in several